from KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Last weekend, hundreds of Little Rock denizens and public school proponents rallied at the state capitol to call for the state to renew Superintendent Baker Kurse's contract, place a moratorium on charter school expansion, and to return control ultimately to the locally elected school board in Little Rock. Bill Kopsky with the Arkansas Public Policy Panel helped organize that event. He's on the line with me now. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. You and many of the people of Little Rock made that stand and called on Governor Asa Hutchinson and Education Commissioner Johnny Key to stop their course. They've made several public appearances since, and they said that they won't. So what's next for you? What are you going to do about it?
Well, I still think the decision is unacceptable, and we're going to continue to call out for them to reverse the decision and engage this community in charting a course for our schools and for our kids. Just unimaginable that they would think that they could make a decision such as that without engaging anyone at all from the local community. And the fact remains that Mr. Kurse was fired for doing his job. I mean, he stood up for the 25,000 students in Little Rock School District, and he presented facts showing that the charter expansions would undeniably hurt the vast majority of students in the district, especially low-income students and disabled students. And, that was not the message that Johnny Key or the governor's office wanted to hear, and so they fired him for it. And that's just outrageous. It cannot stand.
Well, Education Commissioner Johnny Key will say that is not the reason he fired him. He says instead that Baker Kurse, they only gave him that one-year contract, that he's a organizational leader, that they now wanted to bring in someone with some more academic credentials, because, of course, Baker Kurse had his academic credentials waived for that position because he didn't have them for the superintendent spot. But what do you think of Commissioner Key's argument that it's simply a different style of leadership he wanted to bring in with Michael Poore from Bentonville?
Well, I'll remind you of a few things. First, I'll remind you that Commissioner Key himself had his academic requirements waived so he could take his job. So him now using that as a justification to remove Mr. Kurse is funny. I don't know how better to describe it. It's kind of rich that he would now use that. And the other thing that I think is important is that Mr. Kurse is showing progress in the district in all the areas that they're focusing on, whether it be academics, whether it be getting the administration working together. The people that I know inside the school district say that the school administration and the school the personnel are working together more effectively than ever. Baker or Mr. Kurse has developed a great relationship with the teachers, even though they've had to make massive and painful concessions. And they made those concessions because they bought into a vision of moving this district forward together, and they bought into his leadership style. And to have that just abruptly ended now, it just doesn't stand up to the credibility of the light of day. The reality is that Mr. Kurse challenged Johnny Key's desire to privatize our school district. He pointed out data that's unfriendly to that agenda, but that is nonetheless true, and he was fired for it. I mean, that's what's happening here, and Mr. Key can try to dress that up however he likes, but it doesn't pass the smell test. I think people in Little Rock know what's happening here. Mr. Kurse was fired for doing his job, and that's just unacceptable.
You and Baker Kurse were obviously very familiar with each other, and you had talked during his tenure about the district, and you've in the past, I think, even described on KUAR your good relationship with him. You haven't talked to Mr. Poore yet, I gather. What would you have to say to him, though? What questions do you have for him?
I have talked to Mr. Poore, and, when the state took over, I was very opposed to the state takeover, but the first thing that we as an organization did is committed ourselves to helping Mr. Key, who I've previously also had a good relationship with, and Mr. Kurse, be successful at trying to transform our school district. And we thought that we had an honest and fair broker in Mr. Key to do that, and we pledged our support to helping get the community involved. And the district has some hard decisions, and the district's been historically divided, and we've got to find ways to bring all the different segments of our community together. It can't be a school district of the people that just live north of 630. It can't be a school district of just the people that live south of 630. One of the great things about Little Rock is we're such a diverse community, but sometimes all that diversity is a little messy, and we've got to make sure we have a way of bringing everybody together. And the process we've been using for the past year has been far from perfect for that, but it has been making progress, more progress than anyone can remember in the past 30 years. And again, now Mr. Key really, in my view, in a bad faith gesture, removed Mr. Kurris with no warning, no public engagement whatsoever, and again, for reasons that look obviously to be because he was doing his job and standing up for the students of this school district. And that just can't stand. And so when I talked to Mr. Poor last week, I actually have met Mr. Poor before, and he's a nice enough guy. But the way he's entering the school district, he is just unacceptable. He is doomed to fail because of how poorly handled Mr. Key and the governor's office have done this whole transition. And I think he's walking in so damaged that even if he was the world's greatest superintendent, I think that the level of distrust in the community is so high that there's just absolutely no way he can be successful. But I did tell him that if he comes and he has a reasonable agenda of engaging the community and making the hard choices, and that we will work with him, because absolutely at the end of the day, this is about kids, and we need to do what's best for kids. But I still assert that what's best for kids right now is stability in the Little Rock School District, the return to local control of our school district, a moratorium on any more of these crazy decisions to privatize the school district before we even have a plan on where we're going, and bringing Mr. Kurris back to continue doing the job. And if you want to replace Mr. Kurris, I think that that's a fair thing to say, but you don't do it with an overnight decision and by dictating who the new person is. What you would do is you would ask Mr. Kurris to develop a transition plan on how he would like to leave, and you would start a process of engaging people in selecting who they want to come next. And that decision ultimately is up to Mr. Keyes, but he should have gotten a lot more community buy-in before just announcing it. And it just, again, it looks really suspicious. And then, the other thing that gives me pause about Mr. Poor is he's refused to state what his position is on the most divisive issue facing the city.
And you've asked him that personally?
I have asked him that, and he said that he basically told me the same thing he told the Democrat Gazette, which is that he's hard to pin down. And he told me that he thinks charter school models like the one in Colorado have some value. And, you know, and I've pointed out to him that I have actually relatives who are teachers in Colorado, and they point out to me that the charter schools there are just as segregating as they are here, and that basically special needs kids end up in the traditional public schools, and kids without special needs end up in essentially what become de facto segregated charter schools. And that's the big concern. And again, I think even if Mr. Poor had the world's greatest agenda, all the world's best ideas, was a brilliant educational mind, the way that he has entered the school district is just unacceptable. And I think he's too damaged to be effective. And I think that it's Mr. Key who did the damage to him. And so that's no fault of Mr. Poor's whatsoever. But I cannot see a path for him to be successful here. I certainly won't do anything to try to harm. And we will work with him. But if he comes in with the agenda of Mr. Keyes, which is to push further privatization of the school district, and to not give the under-resourced schools of our city what they need, and to not engage the community in the kind of dialogue that our city needs and deserves, that's going to be a recipe for just even more disaster. And Little Rock has had too much instability in our school district already. We need stable leadership. We need clear rules of the road. We need transparency. We need accountability. Mr. Kurris was providing that. Mr. Key's not provided any of that. And now Mr. Key's turned the whole wheelbarrow upside down again. And it's tragic. I'm really heartsick about it.
Bill Kopsky with the Arkansas Public Policy Panel. Thanks a lot for your time this afternoon.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.